sibling rivalry, we'd have to give it a book of its own. Once that decision was made, the rest fell into place. We would put into How to Talk enough material on handling conflicts to ease parents over the roughest spots. But in our sibling book, we would have room to stretch out, to tell about our early frustrations with our own battling kids, to describe the eye-opening principles we learned from the late child psychologist Dr. Chaim Gnot in the years that we were part of his parent group, to share the insights we gained from our families, our reading, and our endless discussions with each other, and to describe the experiences of the parents who took part in the workshops we subsequently created and conducted on sibling rivalry. It also occurred to us that we had an unusual opportunity, through our nationwide speaking engagements, to find out what parents around the country felt about sibling problems. We soon discovered we had a hot topic on our hands. Wherever we went, the very mention of the words sibling rivalry triggered an immediate and intense reaction. "The fighting drives me up the wall! I don't know what'll happen first. Either they'll kill each other or I'll kill them. I get along fine with each child individually, but when the two of them are together, I can't stand either one of them." Evidently, the problem was widespread and deeply felt. The more we talked to parents about what went on between their children, the more we were reminded of the dynamics that produced such high levels of stress in their homes. Take two kids in competition for their parents' love and attention, add to that the envy that one child feels for the accomplishments of the other, the resentment that each child feels for the privileges of the other, the personal frustrations that they don't dare let out on anyone else but a brother or sister. And it's not hard to understand why in families across the land, the sibling relationship contains enough emotional dynamite to set off rounds of daily explosions. We wondered, was there anything to be said on behalf of sibling rivalry? It certainly wasn't good for parents. Was there something about it that might be good for children? Everything we read made a case for the uses of some conflict between brothers and sisters. From their struggles to establish dominance over each other, siblings become tougher and more resilient. From their endless roughhousing with each other, they develop speed and agility. From their verbal sparring, they learn the difference between being clever and being hurtful. From the normal irritations of living together, they learn how to assert themselves, defend themselves, compromise. And sometimes, from the envy of each other's special abilities, they become inspired to work harder, persist, and achieve. That's the best of sibling rivalry. The worst of it, as parents were quick to tell us, could seriously demoralize one or both of the children and even cause permanent damage. Since our book was going to be concerned with preventing and repairing any kind of damage, we felt that it was important to look once again at the causes of the constant competition among siblings. Where does it all begin? The experts in the field seem to agree that at the root of sibling jealousy is each child's deep desire for the exclusive love of his parents. Why this craving to be the one and only? Because from mother and father, the wondrous source, flow all things the child needs to survive and thrive. Food, shelter, warmth, caresses, a sense of identity, a sense of worth, of specialness. It is the sunlight of parental love and encouragement that enables a child to grow in competence and slowly gain mastery over his environment. Why wouldn't the presence of other siblings cast a shadow upon his life? They threaten everything that is essential to his well-being. The mere existence of an additional child or children in the family could signify less. Less time alone with parents, less attention for hurts and disappointments, less approval for accomplishments, and most frightening of all, the thought, if mom and dad are showing all that love and concern and enthusiasm for my brother and sister, maybe they're worth more than me. And if they are worth more, that must mean that I'm worth less. And if I am worth less, then I'm in serious trouble. No wonder